at Blinds.com. Going green means keeping green in your pocket, too. Save 40% on selected products at our Earth Day sale. Easily upgrade your windows with new, fully customized shades, shutters, and more at Blinds.com. We even have eco-friendly cellular shades that could save you money on your energy bill. Don't spend your whole day waiting at home for a design consultation just to get a quote. At Blinds.com, you can always count on upfront pricing right on the website, and we can ship samples directly to you, fast and free. Our design consultants are standing by to help guide you on your schedule. Need installation services? We've got you covered there too. Plus, you can rest easy with our Blinds.com 100% satisfaction guarantee. Join Blinds.com's over 2.5 million happy customers. With over 25 million windows covered, shop Blinds.com's Earth Day sale now and save 40% on selected products, plus doorbusters. 40% off selected products at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Get some damn sleep. Go get a Serta, people. America's most recognized brand of mattress. American-made, Michigan-made, and always the highest quality. Check out the entire lineup of mattresses at over 150 retailers in the metro area. Closeouts, the iComfort series in the closeout event. Go to Serta.com to find a retailer near you. Buy today, get delivery within a week. No waiting around or sold-out nonsense. Get some rest. Get a Serta.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Super producer and host Dave Shepard, he is coming to you live from New York City. And tonight, the NBA playoffs continue, and we just got some news, breaking news that came down the pipe about 10 minutes ago. We were having this whole conversation, and we found out Draymond Green will be suspended for Game 3 of the series between Sacramento and Golden State. We know the Kings lead 2-0, and Draymond Green will not be participating in that game, suspended for that stomp to the chest of Domantas Sabonis. I'm going to share some of the details about that momentarily. I didn't think the NBA would do it. I literally sat here and said, I believe Draymond should be suspended. I said, I don't think the NBA will. And I ran through his history, and then it's one of the NBA's reasons. We're going to talk about that momentarily. Let me give you an update here. Right now at this moment, at home in Phoenix, the Suns currently have a lead against the Clippers, 98-87. There's about 10 minutes left in this game. The Phoenix Suns are looking to even up their series 1-1 against the Clippers. Earlier on this evening, the Boston Celtics, they go up 2-0 against the Atlanta Hawks. The Celtics wipe them out 119-106. Don't be confused by the score. At one point in time, this was looking pretty bad. The Celtics were up 61-49 at the half. The Hawks, really towards the end of the game, were only able to pull it to 9 points. The Celtics just had too much. Tatum had 29. Derek White got busy. He had 26 points. And the Atlanta Hawks, man, they took 48 threes and only made 16 of them. Running around at the same time, the Cleveland Cavaliers, they tied up their series against the New York Knicks, beating them 107-90. The Cavaliers, they led by as many as 29 points in the fourth quarter. And so our two East Coast games, Eastern Conference games, they weren't too hot earlier on this evening, but right now the Clippers and Suns, for the most part, they've been able to play it close. At one point, it looked like the Clippers were in command of this game, and the Suns have taken control and will try to do so as this series gets ready to head to Los Angeles. And then this also leads us to the news that we just shared. We know that last night, around this time, not too long after, that the Sacramento Kings beat the Golden State Warriors 114-106. The Kings now have a 2-0 series lead as they get ready to play Game 3 on Thursday, but it's official. Draymond Green will not participate. Why won't he participate? Because of this. what took place last night, about 7 minutes left in the game. Take a listen to the Warriors Radio Network.
Here is Monk with a shovel shot that doesn't go on the right side. Rebound, Draymond gets away, and it's a technical foul on Draymond Green for stomping Sabonis as he tried to get out of the way up the floor. And Draymond might get a flagrant foul and get ejected here. Sabonis still down.
Yeah, and we heard Draymond's explanation last night. Let's take a listen to that.
Can you just walk us through what happened there?
My leg got grabbed. Second time in 2 nights. Referees just watch it. I got to land my foot somewhere. And I'm not the most flexible person, so it's not stretching that far.
So you didn't really see where you were stepping? You just kind of...
I can only step so far and pulling my leg away. So,
what was,
it is what it is.
What was the explanation they gave? I know they gave him a technical, then obviously you...
The explanation was I stumped too hard.
How hard was that impact? Were you surprised that he was on the ground for that long?
No, I wasn't surprised that he stayed down that long.
That's enough. And so what took place tonight? The NBA handing down a suspension. Shams Charania says that Draymond Green has been suspended for Game 3. The NBA ultimately decided on suspending Green for Game 3 of Warriors-Kings due to his history of unsportsmanlike plays, the league says. Most around the Warriors in the situation Tuesday believed a fine was coming. But Draymond will serve his suspension in a pivotal game. Yeah, I thought he would have got slapped on the wrist. That's what I thought. And like, they gave him the boot. He's been fined. I didn't think the NBA would suspend him, but they did. And I give him credit because after all the groin shots and low blows and the kicks, and I'm talking about years of it, this is 2023. I mean, the first famous hit was the one to LeBron James that got him ejected and booted from Game 4. And then he wasn't available for Game 5. And then the Warriors blew a 3-1 series lead. That's the most famous kick or hit. It doesn't have anything to do with Steven Adams or Kyrie or James Harden. These are all people that have been just knocked out by this dude. And that, by the way, that's not the only time LeBron James has been hit by Draymond. You can probably create a highlight reel. It's amazing that off the court, as far as I know, they're actually friends. You shock me. And I don't remember last year. I didn't forget last year. Against the Warriors, Golden State taking on another young upstart. They were able to take care of the Grizzlies. Good luck if they can do this against these Kings now. But Draymond Green took Brandon Clark, went up for a shot, didn't block his shot, but kind of threw him down to the ground, and he was ejected for flagrant. I remember that game because it was a Sunday, and I just walked into my hotel room in Denver, Colorado, and I said, what the hell is Draymond Green doing? And then afterwards, Draymond Green made it very clear, I will not change how I play the game. Remember this from last year? Listen.
Play basketball for a living. Have an incredible family. Incredible life. I'm not picked on. There's other people that's picked on. I'm no victim. I'm good money. I told y'all on my podcast, my reputation is a badge of honor. Not everybody can earn that reputation. So life goes on. I'm never going to change the way I play basketball. It's gotten me this far. It's gotten me 3 championships, 4 All-Stars, Defensive Player of the Year. Not going to change now.
Well, post what he said, we know that they won another championship, so he's now a 4-time champ. He is a 4-time All-Star. He is a Defensive Player of the Year, won that in 2017. He is a second-round pick. He is going into the Hall of Fame. He does have a gold medal. And God bless him for all of those accomplishments. He's also been dirty in the process. And when you think about his legacy, and I don't think we're too far off, Draymond Green ain't lasting in the NBA forever. He is at his, he's on his way out of his peak right now, especially knowing that he's likely out of the door with the Golden State Warriors. Draymond Green is 33 years old. Draymond Green can make jokes about how his flexibility, you know, isn't where it used to be. He can still play, but this man ain't at his peak. And I think because of a lot of the bluster and the talk and the intimidation and the fouls and the funny business, that who and what he is as a basketball player can be overlooked. It's also, to what he said, it's brought him and the team success. Because the Warriors have needed his edge. They've needed his defense. They've needed his passing. And you might kind of go leadership, but to a certain degree, they've needed that. And they've had to sacrifice a lot because he's a wild card. And you know what? Every team, a lot of good teams, will have one. One dude who you want in the foxhole with you that you know is just a little crazy. And, you know, Shep, you made a point about the Warriors culture. I don't want to put words in your mouth, but you said that the Warriors culture was fraudulent. Is that what you said?
It's fraudulent in the sense that they want to stand for being having great morale. They want to stand for being a franchise that does things the right way on and off the court. And they want to stand there and make it seem like they're going to leave the game better than they found it. And what they have become is a beacon and an umbrella for one of the dirtiest players in NBA history. And had they, at the beginning of this year, actually disciplined Draymond Green, he wouldn't be out of Game 3 come late April.
Yeah, I don't think so. It's basketball. Basketball game, basketball team. I don't think any of these squads or teams kind of present themselves as holier than thou or upstanding or upright. You know, the fact that this team is led by a transcendent player in Steph Curry, and then you do have somebody else in Klay Thompson. He can get to his chirping here and there, but for the most part, he's a quiet dude. And so when you have these two men as the leaders offensively on your team, yeah, you kind of look and go, oh well, Steph Curry's the clean cut dude. Like, Steph Curry doesn't get in trouble on or off the court. He doesn't say anything crazy. And some people might not like the celebrations, but Steph Curry ain't out there bothering anybody. And to the contrary, you have Draymond Green, who is stepping on chests, is getting suspended, was just suspended for another pivotal game. And so when you look at the Warriors here, they're like everybody else, trying to win basketball games. They're trying to walk the line and toe the line. Ain't nobody pretty out here. Nobody, sitting on a moral throne of here we are. The Warriors have tried to toe the line to success, and they've done it. And if it means turning a blind eye to Draymond here or there to get results out of him on the court, they do it. And heading into this season, knowing that Draymond could be out the door, knowing that Jordan Poole getting his contract and Draymond not getting his money wasn't the case, it's like, hey, don't rock the boat. This would probably be the last, and to hate the bar for Michael Jordan, but this is probably the last dance for this group. And so they shot their shot and they took a risk like every team does at every point of the season. Draymond popped Poole. And they thought it better to still have him on the team than suspend him. And to be honest, I don't know if that would have sent too much of a different story here at the end of the year. I mean, the name of the game for every team, every organization, is to go out and win. And the Warriors are no different. And so they've gotten a lot of success out of Draymond. If we look back at this team 10 years from now, 15 years, 20 years, people are going to look at their success, and then they're just going to go, oh, yeah, maybe they could have won two others, but that just shows you how great they were. And it'll be water under the bridge. Draymond Green, he's paying for it now. And I don't know how happy he's going to be moving on into the future, especially when that future does not include the Golden State Warriors. But for now, or after the season, choice is going to be his. Draymond has a player option on his contract. He can choose to kind of join the Warriors for one more year, or he can just walk in June, at the end of June and July, and look for a new team. And so I made the point last hour, yeah, Draymond might have stomped on Sabonis last night, and now he's suspended for game three. Draymond Green might also be stomping his way out of the door. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Rob is here from New Hampshire. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, thanks for taking my call. So, yeah, obviously I'm a Celtics fan, so, like, you know, they broke my heart last year, but I've always respected, you know, Draymond's game. Like, I always tell my friends, I feel like Marcus Smart's like the Draymond Green of the Celtics, so I respect what he does. But when I first watched the play, I really didn't know what to think, and then I heard Shaq saying, like, you know, we're big dudes, so, like, when he's grabbing my leg, if I keep going forward, I'm going to fall on my face. But then after that, I started thinking, I'm like, well, this guy, he, like, kicks someone in the jewels. He'll poke you in the eye. He punched his own teammate in the face. And then afterwards, he's doing, like, you know, the Hulk Hogan thing to the crowd. And I'm like, you're down in the series. The game ain't going good. Like, I figured that was definitely detrimental to the team and to the league. So I figured he would have got suspended.
Yeah, I'm surprised that the NBA went ahead and suspended him. I thought that he should have been, but...
Because you think about his history, right? Like, all the things he's done. And then when he's out there, you know, doing the Hulk Hogan, like, mocking the crowd, acting like he's, like, the tough guy, and it's like, dude, you know the type of guy, the type of reputation you have. So it's almost like you can't believe him. You know he did it on purpose.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you don't come down with that force in the way. Stomping on him was not the only resort that he had to releasing himself at all. But it's the measures that he went through. And thank you, Rob, for calling from New Hampshire. For what you just said, thinking about Draymond's history, that's why he's been suspended. The word that we have here is that due to his history of unsportsmanlike plays, it's why he's been suspended. Rob is calling from North Carolina. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, what's up, JR, man? How you doing, man?
Excellent. Go ahead, Rob.
Hey, man. I mean, Draymond, he done it to himself, man. I mean, he caused the Warriors championship. He hitting, punching people like it's his stepchild. You know what I mean? It's just sad, man. He needs to just go ahead and do the abracadabra and disappear, man. He's a thorn in the side, man. He's just a nuisance. I don't understand it.
All right. Well, thank you, Rob, for calling from North Carolina. We're going to have plenty of time to discuss, like, what's next for him. Like, we got to get through this series first. The Sacramento Kings have been running the Warriors up and down the court. Is the temperature and tenor of the game going to change down in San Francisco? Not necessarily. Should it be easier with no Draymond Green? It should. The Sacramento Kings, are they going to take that for granted and relax? Maybe not consciously, but maybe subconsciously. And so I'm not prepared to completely close the door on the Golden State Warriors in their season. It's already not looking positive when you're down 2-0. And now you're missing a key piece in cog that helped you win four championships. We got a long way to get to June. We got a long way to get to July. And those conversations surrounding Draymond, whether he opts in or opts out, or where he goes, or if he's a free agent, and that's going to set things up to a whole nother level. But for right now, Draymond is out, suspended for Game 3. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. One of our callers, I wouldn't have necessarily made the correlation, but he did. He said, imagine if something terribly worse happened to DeMontis Sabonis getting stepped on in the chest. We all saw what took place with DeMar Hamlin earlier this year. Well, how about this? DeMar Hamlin actually spoke Tuesday, and he had some positive words about his future and his career. We're going to take a break. I'm going to share with you DeMar Hamlin's words about his NFL future. I'm going to give you an update on what's going on between the Clippers and the Suns. I'm going to get back to more of your calls. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Man, first of all, you know, I just want to start off by saying I respect you a lot, and I love your show and everything that you do. So just want to say mad love and love everything that you do.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Yeah, Draymond Green suspended for Game 3. Stepping on another dude's chest, that being Sabonis. And we'll have plenty of time to talk about that. Meanwhile, Phoenix and Los Angeles, they are still playing it close here in the fourth quarter with about 3 minutes remaining. Phoenix ahead, 115-108. Russell Westbrook at the free throw line looking to put some more points on the board. We'll keep you updated there. It's now 115-109. We did get some good news that came down the pipe on Tuesday, and it involves DeMar Hamlin. One of our callers actually brought up the point of, could you imagine if Draymond Green stepped on the chest of Domantas Sabonis and something more tragic took place, and he referenced DeMar Hamlin. And yeah, the odds might be very, very slim, but we know one of the reasons that you don't step on anybody is that you can hurt them, seriously. No matter if it's a punctured lung, a broken rib, you can harm another internal organ outside of your damn lungs. You don't do that. And so obviously, DeMar Hamlin is an extreme case. But ahead of Buffalo Bills offseason activities, DeMar Hamlin spoke to the media today, and he had an important announcement. And I'm not even going to put words in his mouth. Take a listen to what he had to say.
Over these last few months, I've been on a journey, and I've seen, you know, some of the top professionals across the country. And their answers to me were pretty much all the same. They were the same. And this event was life-changing, but it's not the end of my story. So I'm here to announce that I plan on making a comeback to the NFL.
Wow. Let me remind you, we're about three quarters of the way through April right now. Depending on where you live, it's April 18th, maybe it's the 19th. DeMar Hamlin collapsed Monday Night Football, January 2nd. January, February, March, April. We haven't even gone through 4 full months. And DeMar Hamlin, the story feels like it has been basically a year long. And when you collapse and basically die and have to be resuscitated on a football field, even watching it in the studio, watching it at home, just thinking about it, just going, man, what's going to happen? And then let's keep this in mind. DeMar Hamlin, and I say this with all due respect, he was only in the hospital for 9 days before he was discharged. Every single one of those days felt like forever. We know about his charity. At one point in time over that week, they were able to raise about $8 million. He was able to go home. He was able to recover. He was able to get to that playoff game. And it's amazing how fast time flies. And so DeMar didn't just stop there at announcing his return to football, his return to training. He gave everyone more of an update on what his issue was and what took place that caused him to collapse. Take a listen.
So the diagnosis of pretty much what happened to me was basically commotio cordis. It's a direct blow at a specific point in your heartbeat that causes cardiac arrest. And 5 to 7 seconds later, you fall out. And that's pretty much what everyone's seen January 2nd of this year.
Yeah, we saw T. Higgins get the ball. We saw DeMar come through to tackle him. He caught a shoulder right to his chest. He took a couple steps, and then he dropped. And we know that he had to be resuscitated there on the field. And DeMar took it a step further and said, this isn't something that just happens to me or happened to me in an NFL game. This happens all across the country to young men and young women who participate in sports, and they don't have the benefit of medical help. They don't have the benefit of medical equipment that they would potentially need in their high school. And so DeMar Hamlin is looking to continue to raise awareness so other young men and women, that they can see their lives full. Take a listen.
Commotio cordis is the leading cause of death in youth athletes across all sports. So that's something that I personally will be taking a step in to make a change. And also with that being said, you know, all the awareness around CPR and the access to AEDs have been lowering that number as well.
DeMar Hamlin, he was also asked, man, you done been through a lot over these past 4 months. Is there an instance where you just look at everything that's taken place and just go, wow? Listen to DeMar Hamlin's response.
Not to sound cliche, man, but the wow moment is every day just being able to wake up and just take deep breaths and live a peaceful life, to have a family, to have people that around me that love me and that care about me, and for those people to still have me in their lives. You know, they almost lost me. Like, I died on national TV in front of the whole world. You know what I mean? That right there is just the biggest blessing of it all, is for me to still have my people and my people still to have me.
The man died on TV. He did. The guy died on TV and came back. You know what I'm hoping for? DeMar Hamlin was no scrub. He was out there because the Buffalo Bills had a lot of injuries in the secondary to begin with. And so he finally got more of a full-time shot and an opportunity. And I think for the majority of the season, he lived up to it. He established himself. He can be a starter here in the NFL. This dude, this sixth-round pick in 2021 out of Pittsburgh. He ain't no long-time veteran. DeMar Hamlin, and God bless him, he just turned 25 years old a few weeks ago. We know his life could have ended permanently on January 2nd. And so to look at DeMar Hamlin and know that he's here, I want to see him be an all-pro, man. I don't want to just see him run around on the field. And it's going to be an adjustment. Alex Smith came back from that multiple-time surgically repaired leg. I think they had to operate on his leg about 20 times. And I'm just like, I don't know if I want to see Alex Smith. But he was able to go out there and put up a decent showing and be comeback player of the year before he stepped away on his own terms. I want to see DeMar Hamlin. I want to see him grow. It's going to take some adjusting and getting used to seeing him out there on the field. But the more that we see him, I want to see him continue to be awesome so much where it becomes normal. And so DeMar wasn't the only person that spoke and put in his 2 cents. He couldn't play football. He can't get back out onto the field unless the team says we want him to. Brandon Bean from the Buffalo Bills, he said DeMar, he's good to go.
He's seen 3 additional specialists most recently on Friday, and you know, they're all in agreement. It's not 2-1 or 3-1 or anything like that. They're all in lockstep of what this was, and that he is cleared, resumed full activities, just like anyone else who was coming back from an injury or whatever. So he's fully cleared. He's here, and he is of the mindset, he's in a great headspace to come back and make his return.
Man, that's beautiful. Because for a while here, I didn't give a damn about no football. Especially while this man was sitting up in a hospital. It was tough to sit down and do it. Did not care about no stinking football when you watch somebody go out there and literally, as he said, die on the field. And he's back. And I wish him nothing but success as he comes back. And it's just a cool thing that he's even been given an opportunity. And so, yeah, it's a hell of a transition. Draymond Green is stomping on a chest. And we have DeMar Hamlin, who is on his way back into the NFL, returning. And he was knocked out in January 2nd. All the best to him and everything that he's getting ready to do. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. The phone lines are open, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. DeMar Hamlin is on his way back. And it looks like so are the Phoenix Suns. We're going to talk about the Suns on the other side of the break. I do want to mention to you something going on with DeAndre Hopkins.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I love hearing you every day. I get off work and on the way home, I love hearing you. I'm glad you live in the great state that we live in.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. You just heard it from Marco Belletti. Tonight, the Phoenix Suns, they're able to tie up their series against the Clippers 1-1. The final score, 123-109. Devin Booker lighting it up. 38 points total. 9 assists. He could not miss tonight. He missed a few shots. Not too bad. 14 of 22 from the field. Durant had 25 points. Chris Paul had 16. 18 had 14. Every single one of the starters scoring in double figures. And the Suns go back to Los Angeles. And hopefully the Clippers don't just wear Kawhi Leonard into the ground. He had 31, and Russell Westbrook had 28 points. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. When we get to the top of the hour, we'll hear more or talk more about the Suns and beating the Clippers. I just don't think Clippers have enough. I mean, just from day one, knowing that Paul George is sitting on the sidelines in a T-shirt, a Lil Wayne T-shirt, by the way, No Limit Soldier, I think that shirt was. Like, they ain't no good. Sitting around watching Paul George watch basketball is as good as me sitting around watching basketball. I ain't no help. And how about this? We just had some news as well. Domantas Sabonis, a sternum contusion, questionable for Game 3. They kill me with these fancy phrases. A contusion ain't nothing but a bruise.
How are you getting this so fast?
How am I getting what?
This information.
I mean, there's a million screens in here in the studio.
Damn, JR.
Why can't they call a contusion a bruise? Why we got to be so fancy now, right? What are we doing?
You see Shams in the fancy jacket? I mean, he's just living up to his attire.
No, is he on a screen somewhere?
Well, he's wearing a leather jacket now, so... He's upgrading his wardrobe, so.
All right. It's almost May. I ain't wearing no leather jacket.
Yeah.
I know there's a lot of part. I saw the Detroit Tigers played basketball.
How about they Mickey?
Miguel Cabrera.
See that walk off?
I did. Hey, look, he's out here collecting checks. Good for him. Nobody wants to see him when it's 35 degrees outside at like 12 o'clock on a Tuesday. Like, who the hell is setting up the schedule for this crap? Nobody wants to see this. It was like, I don't know, like 20 people went to go see this baseball game. Anyway, congratulations to Miguel Cabrera. Just still taking money out here. 855-212-4CBS. Ralph is here from Miami. I'm terrific, Ralph. You don't have to ask me how I'm doing. What's on your mind?
No, I wasn't going to add, JR. I learned my lesson last time. But anyway, I listen to your show a lot of time, JR, and there's a lot of time. I love to listen to your shows because of people's opinion. I listen to a lot of people's opinion every night sometimes. It's mind-boggling to the things that people say. But when you come to Draymond Green, I understand you may be a fan of Draymond Green and you love him, but there is a difference between doing something wrong. So it's just like saying, I hear every one of his teammates. It's like everybody was trying to hide the fact that to say, yes, he messed up. Yes, he did something wrong. Everybody was trying to dodge the situation, even if they didn't say it, but they actually wanted to say it. But because they're a teammate, they love him, they have to respect him. They don't want to throw him under the bus so he could feel some type of way later. They had to basically take his side. But to be honest with you, I do think they don't agree with what he did.
I don't think they're happy. I don't think for a lot of times that they've been happy with Draymond's behavior. But you look at the results of what comes out on the basketball court, and it's hard to say, hey, let's go away. And this has been a comparison, and it's not an apt one. People have called up over the past couple of years, and they have said, well, he's comparable to Dennis Rodman. And, yeah, they might both be eccentric personalities, and Dennis Rodman was known to kick people and be wild and show up when he wants to and kick cameramen. But people tolerated it because of his talent and what he was able to bring to the court. But thank you, Ralph. That's why he was there. And so I don't care who you are. You could be Draymond Green. You could be in school right now. You could be at work. If you're good at what you do, and you actually bring something to the team, to the organization, you're going to get a little bit more rope. Let's be honest here. It's just how it is. I mean, I could think of some more examples, but I'm not trying to get a... Hey, Shub, what do they call it? Is it Me Too? They still say that, Me Too, right?
You I too? Believe so, Me yes.
Too? Me Too. If I brought up, like, some woman getting stopped at a traffic ticket, that's not something that'll get... If I use that example, that's not Me Too'd. I can't get Me Too'd, right?
No, I don't believe so.
Well, here's the example then. Let's see. If a pretty person gets pulled over at a traffic stop, then there's a good chance the pretty person will get away just because the officer, whoever it is, wants to say... Oh, this is something I like. Good looks get you somewhere in life, right? Just by doing work. They don't do nothing but look good. But when you can actually go out there and do work, you get a pass. People get passes in life. What can you do for me? Can you do something for me? You going to look good in front of me? You going to give me some money? You going to help me earn money? You going to make me look good at work? People will shut up quick. It's not right. It shouldn't be the way things are, but it is. And so for everything that Draymond Green has done, and now they're here, their season could be done in a week. It could be done in less than a week. Steve Kerr, all this time, Steve Kerr and Klay Thompson and Steph Curry. They're all going to say something now? It's too late for that. Ain't going to say nothing. Steve Kerr, like, I ain't see nothing. I'm getting ready to coach the game. Yeah, you need a reminder? This is what Steve Kerr said last night. He said, I ain't see nothing. I'm doing my job.
I didn't see the play live, and then I didn't see the replay. I asked Zach Zarba what happened. He told me, and I was busy with getting the team ready. One of the coaches told me he might get ejected, and so I was trying to prepare for what was next.
Yeah, I didn't see anything. Steph Curry took the same approach. Steph Curry is just like, I didn't see nothing. And Klay Thompson, he took the approach of, oh, well, what Sabonis did was dirty. Even Damian Lillard is putting in his two cents. Damian Lillard here on Twitter, he said, a suspension is crazy. That's from Damian Lillard, who's not in the playoffs.
You know what's crazy?
What?
Is that he was done playing in March. That's what's crazy, Dame. How about you write about that?
Yeah, well.
Instead of, you know, defending your friend. Come on, Dame, you're better than that.
I mean, I was going to say it wasn't his fault, but it is his fault. He's still in Portland, so I guess it is.
It's a fair point.
Yeah. Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see where Damian Lillard goes as well.
Jared, this is the problem. These are the faces of the league, and they are somehow still not finding fault with Draymond Green and not helping him help himself. This is the problem.
And nobody, well, to a certain degree, nobody cares what Damian Lillard has to say.
He's one of the 75 greatest players to ever play. You can make an argument he's one of the five or six greatest point guards in the history of the sport. He's beloved in this league by players, by media, by coaches, by general managers. He has a voice.
Nobody cares. You just said it. He stopped playing in March.
Well, that's true.
Nobody's thinking about Damian Lillard what does Damian Lillard think about the law? You know, it'd be more pointed as much as he is controversial just for opening up his mouth or breathing. This would have more to it if LeBron said something, but he won't because this is his buddy. Like, we need somebody, and maybe it's Giannis. Giannis is dealing with a back. Here's the deal. Nobody cares. None of the players care enough. Like, there is no moral compass for the NBA. Who's the leader of the NBA, Shep? Is there one guy?
I mean, in theory, it's Adam Silver, but in actuality, it's still, and it has been for the past 5-6 years, it's been LeBron James.
Oh, my God. I'm sorry. I'm distracted. TNT is the worst.
We'll make sure we got good audio in the fourth hour then. Good.
No. They found a clip of Charles Barkley just kicking Vlade Divac down to the ground while Vlade was just trying to get up. And I can't even imagine what is coming out of Charles Barkley's mouth right now. It's like, oh, they found a clip. He's stepping on Vlade Divac. Maybe that's why Vlade smokes all these cigarettes.
On his way to the Hall of Fame.
What?
On his way to the Hall of Fame.
With cigarettes?
Well, it worked out.
Did I ever tell you I saw Vlade Divac in Rio de Janeiro?
Really?
Just randomly? No, Shep, I didn't.
No, you didn't, and he wasn't fired by that point by the Kings, was he?
I think he just got the job.
Okay.
And I think they were stressing him. And this man was outside the restaurant in Rio just smoking cigarettes, and nobody bothered him. We got more on the other side, CBS Sports Radio.
This podcast is brought to you by the Showtime original series, Yellow Jackets. For those of us who didn't peak in high school, those teenage years were pretty angsty. But nobody had it worse than the Wiskeyoc High Yellow Jackets girls soccer team of 1996. Yellow Jackets, the Emmy-nominated phenomenon that has us all asking, what really happened out there and what wouldn't you do to stay alive, is back for its much-anticipated second season. The team survived a plane crash and a summer stranded in the woods, but winter bites and those girls are hungry. Plus, there might be a dark force in the wilderness compelling them to do some unsavory things. TBD. Meanwhile, 25 years later, the surviving adult Yellow Jackets are grappling with their past while getting caught up in kidnappings, cults, murders, and parenting moody teenagers. Melanie Lynskey and Tawny Cypress star with Christina Ricci and Juliette Lewis. The internet is obsessed, and Rotten Tomatoes declared it 100% fresh. So if you haven't watched Yellow Jackets, it's time. New episodes streaming now only on Showtime. And now stream Showtime on Paramount Plus.
Odyssey's I'm Listening is our commitment to more mental health conversations. Dr. Christine Moutier of the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention talks about the daily change of emotions and mental wellness.
Yeah, mental health and emotions are extremely dynamic, meaning they change. That's the most remarkable thing, to start to see crisis moments become less and less intense or less frequent.
Talk saves lives. For more mental health conversations, visit imlistening.org.
Surgeons keep our hearts beating. They do the amazing, help save lives, and so can you. Your CSL plasma donation can help create 24 critical life-saving medicines that can give Grandpa the chance for his heart to swell when he meets his new grandson, or give a bride the chance for her heart to skip a beat on her wedding day. Every plasma donation helps more than you know. Do the amazing. Help save lives. Donate today at your local CSL Plasma Center and be rewarded for your generosity.